Bamidbar Erev Shavuos. Tavshin Ayin Ches. Holding Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos. The time to misbeinein a little bit. The misbeinein, what exactly is going to take place on Motzei Shabbos. What are our thoughts? What are our machshavos as we approach a very great day? Yom HaShavuos, besides being Shalosh Regalim, it's one of the Yemei Hadin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah 16a, where it says, Rosh Hashanah is the day that we're being judged. And also, Shavuos, Atzeres is called, the day that we're judged. On Atzeres we're judged, on Peiros HaElon, the fruits of the tree. So what has to be our achana for the great day of Shavuos? To Yom Adin, not only Peiros HaElon, or maybe the remnants of Peiros HaElon, is Torah and Mitzvahs, is our chelek and our connection and our schus that we could be zeich if we want. As Shlach HaKadosh says, Yom Adin for Torah. That's Peiros HaElon, the pshat, because a person without Torah, Peiros HaElon is the Peiros. What he accomplishes in this world, those are the payers. And Rosh Shavuos night, Hallel Shavuos every year, it's not just a remembrance day, it's not just a day of Ziyoim Azikora, remembering the day of Maimed HaSinai. It actually is Kabbalah Satoira once again. The Klal Yisrael is giving the opportunity as they was once given. Back then, many years ago, Klal Yisrael again stands before Maimon HaSinai and is asked, do you want the Torah? And are we ready for the answer? Are we ready to answer? Are we ready to stand up and answer with a clear heart and a clear vision and an understanding of what we're saying? The parasha in Parashat Bamidbar says, "Vayidar b'Hashem Moishu Meba Sinai." Naimu Hashem spoke to Moishu Meba Sinai. The Medrash in this week's parasha says, "Mikan shonu chacham, lama bebit by Sinai. Mikan shonu chacham, begimul tvarim the snitna Torah. The Torah was given with three things: be'esh, ubamayim, ubamidbar. Be'esh, because the shas man Torah, there was esh agdoila, the mayim. Says the mayim that was dripping down, was drizzling." And Bamidbar Shanema Vayedaber Shamoish Bamidbar Sinai. The Torah was given with three things. Be'eish, Ve'mayim, Ve'midbar. The fact that when the Midbar at that time wasn't just a coincidence. The Kabbalah Satoira. Hashem wanted the Torah to be given Bamidbar. In a desert. The question stands out and is obvious. The greatest possible moment in the history of the world. More than that, the reason for creation itself. Yoim Hashishi. Says Rashi, Yoim Hashishi. Yoim Shishi. What's Hashishi? Zok Te'edikur Rashi and Pashish Breishis Hashishi Milamed Shehisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Im Abriyah. That on this sixth day of Sivan, many thousands of years later, if Klai Samakav the Torah Mutav Vimlav, back to void and vanity, the world returned to emptiness. So the entire universe was Gimit Latoli in this moment. This was the moment. Klal Yisrael was at the spur of the moment. If they'll say yes, the birds will keep on chirping. If they say no, gone with the wind, the entire Bria. Vanity. So this momentous occasion, this moment of history, this moment of with everything's on the line, wouldn't it be apropos that this should take place in a major city in the world? Something fascinating. This is it. Where's the covet? A desert. So many years we set up Shawan Mahalach, which is so important, right? Today's Shavuos, that Torah needs, Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, and when we learn it, He wants intimacy, He wants seclusion, there can't be any distractions when we learn Torah, because Torah is not just an educational experience with Professor Stan Bernstein from the University of Loyola. Learning Torah is not just an experience of mind and developing the mind and educating the mind and learning. When we sit by the Svarim and we sit by the Torah Boisai, we have to realize it's Be'etzem Matan Torah. When little Yankel Nishken Groisi Yid, his father sells herring in Borough Park, his grandfather was a refrigerator repairman, he worked for a Westinghouse. He knew how to shove gas when the refrigerator's thing got low. His great-grandfather, don't even ask what he did. He worked for the sanitation department. Mr. Stan Bernstein, head garbage truck driver. He had a PhD in driving a garbage truck. This little bachala sitting... Yeah, by him, learning by the thing, but it's the Groisi Yichus. He's sitting with none only than the Rebbein Yishlan himself. It's a Maimed Hasinai every time we sit down to learn Torah. And that is not just learning, it's an experience of Hasinai every time you sit down to learn. And you have to be focused, not on everything going on in the world. Somebody just ate something, he took a picture for you. You have to know what he ate just now for lunch. And he says, "Don't worry. In the what's up? Supper's coming soon. Stay tuned for supper." Everything going on in the world, he's trying, the beeps are all over him. He's like a machine. He's like he's on a machine. Everything's beeping. Because he doesn't have only one phone. That's the phone the Mashkir knows about. What about the other two phones? He's beeping all over. So, oh, forgot about that one. Underneath. Cheep! What was that? Oh, maybe it's a mouse in the Beis Medrash. How can a person focus? His mind's all over the place. When you're having an intimate relationship with somebody, when you're getting close to someone, you want to have a relationship. Torah is an experience of a relationship with the Bnei Yehoyalom. Da'alif Ne'mi Ataloy made, says of Chaim Velosh in the Mishnah, that when a person is learning Torah at that moment, the Bnei Yehoyalom himself is sitting there at the shtender with you. Says the Gemara in Bracha 6a, wherever you mention my name, because Torah is the name of Hashem, the name Shem Hashem Ekra. Brachos 21a. That's Torah. So when the Gemara says, "Minayin she'oisik b'Torah v'la Shechina kinegdo." You're sitting with the Shechina mamish. You're sitting with Bnei Yehoyalom. Kumi roni b'layla. The Rosh Hashmua shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Person learning Torah is sitting with the Bnei Yehoyalom of Isa. Do you know what that means? It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. A person in the middle of learning can start schmoozing about potato chips. That's mind-boggling. Obviously, we're not understanding what's going on. We're sitting with Bnei Yehoyalom. Actual sitting with Bnei Yehoyalom. So that's one shot in Bamidbar. There can't be distractions. It would have been fascinating to meet in, you know, Manhattan. Very, very glorious. But will be distractions. Torah, Matan Torah, which takes place every time we sit down to learn, is an intimate relationship experience with the Bereah. We're connecting with him on a very deep level. There can't be no distraction. That's what the Torah is given by me. Tonight, Shmuz, though, we're going to go into a different level. Because we have to be making a voice out for what Shmuz is all about. The Hilchos Mishneh Brura, it's Hilchos Shavuos, Kaf Tzadik Dalet. It's very rare, and I say very rare, but the Mishneh Brura usually doesn't bring so much. He brings Kabbalah here and there. But very rare does the Mishneh Brura bring a segula. I never found that Mr. Brewer says that if a person wants to be answered by kosher, he should tie a red string around his toenail and stand on his head in the middle of the night and say to him backwards. Never found that school in the Mr. Brewer. But the Mr. Brewer brings in Hilchos Shavuos, Issa Bezoya. Chassidim are yishon ha'orin ko'alayim v'yisik v'toyah. V'kvar no'a g'roi v'alohim lasus kem v'yisik v'shulchan o'a cho'ariza. Da. Shekol mi. Shebelay lo yoshan kla. Then at Shavuos night we don't sleep at all. V'yikr. V'hoya oisik v'toyah. You didn't sleep at all. And you were oisik v'toyah. The boy said, "This is not my words. This is not the words of the Yugavasa Rebbe. There's no, it's Shulchan Aruch HaRizal brought in the Mishneh Brura. I'm leaving up my hands. Muftach loy. Guarantee. Shiyashlim loy shnosoy. He will live out the year. Lo yerash loy shum nezek. He won't have any damage occurred to him. V'atam. The Magen Avraham says, "Atam, why this is." because on the night of Shavuos, on the night of Kabbalah Satoira, Pipshuto, Yisrael Hayishen in Kol Halayla, they went to sleep. I don't feel so bad in the morning. The Ibn Hashem had to go and wake them up to Mekav the Torah. Lekach sounds familiar. Lekach ono trichin letakein zeh. Therefore, we have to fix this up, and we do that by staying up all night, and that we fix it up. What was the taina and what's the tikkun exactly? We have one kasha by Midbar. What exactly is this inyan? Staying up all night. How does the tikkun work? The Gemara in Shabbos. Before that, Rabbi said. The Gemara says in Yevamah, Samach Beis, we know Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim and they all died in this Kufa by Pesach HaAtzeres. And the question is, why did they die? What was the terrible sin that these people, Talmid, did? Says the Gemara, Mneshloin Noagu Kavoid Zelozeh. They didn't give respect and honor one to the next. Okay. So it sounds like something not so ay ay ay, but Misa? Death? Death in a very, very... They die from Askara, choking. That deserves death! If the Aveira, the punishment would have been something serious, okay? They weren't so to this or to that. Death! Death we give for Chilul Shabbos! Death we give for Avodah Zarah! What was the terrible thing? They weren't knowing Kavod Zelazah! Didn't give honor. Terrible! But the punishment of death fell. Utsarachi. Gemara says in Shabbos, Hey Chesem and Aleph. Unbelievable Gemara. Says the Gemara, the famous words that Klal Yisrael said when they came to Maimon Har Sinai, Na'aseh v'nishma. Says the Gemara, B'shoah, that when Klal Yisrael said those words of Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, Dorash Rav Simoi, B'shoah Shek Dimu Yisrael Na'aseh v'nishma. Bo shishim riboy shemalachi asharis lochol echod veechod miyisrael koshruloi shnei ksarim. Unbelievable, have maimit. When Klal Yisrael said the words Naseb and Nishma by maimit Har Sinai, the malachim came down and tied two crowns to each one of Klal Yisrael. Echod keneged Naseb veechod keneged Nishma. What's the yisod of the two crowns? What's up as crowns? But more, why two crowns? So the Beis HaLevi says something fascinating. Everybody has to know this Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is in the Hakdamah, that his Shalosh Tshuvos, also in the Parashat Mishpatim, says something fascinating. He asks on the Gemara, why is the Gemara Medayek B'shoah Shekdimu? That Klal Yisrael were mocked and they prefaced, that preceded the Naseh to Nishma, they were sold to two crowns. Why did the Gemara emphasize Hikdimoy? B'shosha Amru! Na'aseh nishma. Says the Beis HaLevi, fascinating. Unbelievable pshat from the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi, if Klal Yisrael would have said Nishma v'na'aseh, let's hear and we'll do, then the whole pshat in the Kabbalah would be that we want to know the Torah in order to do. Tachlis limud haTorah would be to do the mitzvahs, which is one of the tachlisim, obviously. But now that they preceded the Naseh for Nishma, Naseh means I will do. Nishma says I will hear, I will learn. Naseh, to do, you have to learn before you do. So by saying Nasa, it's inclusive that you're going to learn. Nishma, so what's Nishma? Says the Beis Halevi. Nishma is learning for the sake of learning. Not because I want to learn, because I need to know how to shake a lulav. I'm not learning because I want to know how to build a sukkah. I'm learning for the sake of Torah Lishma, to know Torah. And even if there's no nafkamina la'alocha, even if there's no nafkamina, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ben Soira Umoira Loihoyo Veloi Nivre. There was no such mitzvah as a Ben Soira. The Gemara says about a Soira Memoira, in order to be having the mother and the father's voice have to be the same. The mother and the father's voice have to be the same. That's not it's not Shaykh Kemat. I don't know if it's Manazem, maybe. I don't know who the mother and the father is. But Kitzab, but the mice is not Shaykh to be the mother and father's voice, same. So says the Gemara, so why the Torah? A whole parish, he says it. Eletroi Shvikabel Schar. Learn it and get reward. We learn for the sake of learning. Torah Lishma, to you, I'm mailing by Torah, says the Gemara, says Rashi. If it's for Kiyam Mitzvahs, learning Torah for the sake of learning, to understand Ratzon Hashem. Says the Beis Halevi, that's the Nishma, and therefore they deserve two crowns for the two aspects of Limud HaTorah. One keneged Naseh, to do; one keneged Nishma, to learn for the sake of learning. So they get two crowns, Rabbi Sa. What's up is crowns. So I want to say like this, Rabbi Sa. And this is the yisoid of how to make the achonah and prepare ourselves for this great day, Rabbi Sa. Because it's not possible, Rabbi Sa, to accept the matonis haTorah. It's not possible to go into Moitzei Shabbos, this Moitzei Shabbos, unless we have an awareness, in the smallest of a degree at least, what we're being mekabel. If we don't know what it is, if we don't know what Torah is, we don't know what the cheftz of the metzias of Torah is, then we're lost. So the tachlis and tafkin of the whole hachonah should be to get an appreciation of chashivas of Torah, of what Torah means to ourselves and to the entire universe. Unbelievable Mishnah, Rabbi Sai, in office. The Mishnah says, in office, Peret Vav Mishnah Aleph, Shonu Chachomim, Kol Oisik V'Torah Lishma, Zoychol Edvorim Arbek, V'lo Yoit. He made Zoychol to many things, but not only that. Shakol, everybody knows the song. The whole world, the universe, is worthy for him. What does that mean exactly? Says the Hilchos Chaim V'Loshin. Not only in the creation of the world did Hashem make it tonight with Ma'aseh Bereishis, but says the Chaim V'Loshin, if for 1 second, if for 1 second, words of Torah would not be in this world, if at 1 second, 2018, there would be Torah, either learnt or being mekayim, everything would stop to exist. I don't care who it is. Donald J. Trump is on his telephone in the White House, the red phone. He's talking to Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, from North Korea. They're fighting it out, and they're about to press the buttons. They think they're in charge. 1 second. Commercial. No Torah commercial. No White House. No phone. No Trumps. He was trumped. Nothing. Putin in Moscow, they're gone. There's no world. Why? Because Yankel Pfefferkorn somewhere in the world is not learning Torah. But that Yankel Pfefferkorn, it's a day no one's learning. He's up in some place, who knows where, and he's learning by himself. It's 3 a.m. somewhere and he's learning. Rashi's mashmin ties, the reason Hashem spread us out all over the world, because we have different time zones. When we're sleeping over here, we should be sleeping. So in America, they're still up 7 hours earlier. When they go to sleep in America, we're up. What's the pshat? Rashi's mashmin ties, give him with bays, because there has to be turd every second. There has to be Torah. That's why Hashem spread us out in the four corners of the world. You have Australia. You have Australia to be Samech on sometimes. But if it's 2 a.m. and you're sitting there by yourself, all of a sudden, who are you already? I don't care. You're learning Torah. You're keeping the entire world. Oh. And that's when we get up to say the brachas of Boisai. This bracha we should think about, this Boisai. When you come up to Kriyas HaTorah, anytime you get an aliyah and shul, and you're giving to say the Birchas HaTorah Boisai, the bracha we make afterwards, this is what I think about. Everyone stands, I saw Reb Chaim Volozhin, which he says later on, in this same shtickle, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekeinu Melech HaOilam, Hashem Nosan Lonu Toiras Emes, V'chaye Oilam, what are you guys thinking when you say those words? You're thinking the Gabi better not call on me, I'm scared of it. But if he calls on you, the entire universe he gave to Klal Yisrael, that we not only are responsible for ourselves, but the entire world lives and functions in the lifeblood of the Torah. And therefore, Rabbi, someone told me this week, and the Shia came into me, that Rav Asher Arieli, he said he's very upset. People are calling people, they call their Yavrechem, Yungman, Avrech. You should call, what are you calling them that? It sounds derogatory, he's an Avrech. How much money is he making from the koil already? 600 check. He's an Avrech. What does he do? What do you do for a living? Avrech. You come into a meeting, you're on the plane, you sit next to, on your seat, LL, row 37, A, B, and C. Baruch Hashem, you can figure that out at least. You learned in Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. You get into LL 37, seat B. And seat A, you see him coming down the aisle with his fancy tie, fancy suit. He's a real fancy businessman, looks like some lawyer, esquire, probably has him on his license plate. And there he comes into the plane, he sits next to you, takes off his jacket, big fancy Brooks Brothers shirt, and flips off his jacket, folds it very neatly. His jacket itself is worth $2,000. Just the jacket, maybe the buttons on the jacket, $2,000. He's looking at the gold buttons. You're sitting there with your sheepish jacket trying to hard the stains. Here he comes on the plane. Brooks Brothers. $8,000 tie. Neat as pressed as Unani. Sheba Ball is sitting there with a creased shirt, like who knows what it looks like. Just like it went out from now. The washing machine never made it to the dryer. Wrinkled. Looks like an 85-year-old woman. Sorry, this tape is for 70 and young. Anyway, the kids are. So he gets on the plane, and this guy is so embarrassed, this Javrech. And they sit in the seat, and he's sitting back, so upset. They didn't have enough room in business, put me back here. So this Javrech sitting there, like, wants to go under the seat. He barely could afford the bag. They said, get to the back of the plane, they told him. And he's sitting there next to this guy. He's trying to learn his Gemara a little bit. And this guy says, he's looking for all the covet in the world, but he says, how are you? What do you do? What was that? Speak up, sir. What? What? You're what? Avrech. Oh, you're an Ahal. You learn Torah in Koilo. You're in Koilo still. Still in Koilo. I'm a lawyer. Last week, I did a very, very expensive case. I'm waiting for the money to come in so I could buy another house in Cancun. I don't know what I should do this year for Shavuos. It's my hardest decision. I have 7 homes. Florida, LA, Israel. I'll just flip a coin. Where are you going for Shavuos this year? I'm not sure yet. I'm a yeshiva guy. We saw it the last minute. I hope my shver will take me in. Maybe I'll be in the outhouse with a dog. The kids are, so the businessman says, what's your salary? Salary, you said? My wife puts it in the salad. Salary. Salary! What do you do? What do you make for a living? What do I make for a living? What do you mean? I get a coil check. If it ever comes in. But when it comes in, I never could take it out. Because I'm so much minus in the bank. And they don't let me take out the money. I still have to pay back the bank. And he's looking with those eyes. How does this guy feel, the Avrech? How should he feel, Rabbi Yisrael? You know how he should feel? He should sit up, Rabbi Yisrael. Up. Very up in his chair. And he said, you, sir, get down in your chair. Because of me, the world is Kayim. And you have Parnasa. Because there won't be Torah. Zero. You're making Parnasa because of us. I'm an Avrech. Here's my wrinkled shirt. I'm an Avrech. Yeah. And I make 600 check. That's my salary. But you have a salary, and everybody in this plane has a salary. Because I'm an Avrech. And I sit in Yeshiva's mirror, or wherever it is, and I learn Torah. For if there wouldn't be Torah, there won't be any salaries. There won't be any businesses. There won't be a world. And when there's more Torah, Rashi says in Bechukoi Zai, there's more Shefa. So who's keeping up the world? You the Esquire? You the neurosurgeon? You're keeping the world up? Or me the Avrech? Avrech! I keep up the world. That's what a person has to feel about us. You know what we have to learn? We have to learn Kavod HaTorah, Chashivas of Torah. That's what Shavuos is all about, Rabbi Yisrael. Maimon Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this entire unbelievable, momentous occasion, was to teach the world that without Torah there's a Midbar, there's nothingness. That's why it was in the Midbar, because without Torah there is nothingness. Nothing exists without Torah. And therefore, the one that you looked up to in this world is the one that's learning Torah. And that's enough community for ourselves, of course. Now, because we don't understand this, we'll never come to really learn Torah in the right way, with the right chashivas. That we have a suffix, should we do another year in Israel this year, next year? I learned so much already. 2.5 years I've been here. Total learning time? 30 days. But I've been here 2.5 years already. Oh, Rebbe, my dad wants me to come back and start real life. What did you say? Real life? What's keeping the beer going? Another year, what's she suffering? Another year, again, if you're going to use it out, if you're going to sleep, it's a different shayla. But if you use it out, you're going to learn. Another year to keep the world going, another year of chashivas. Kovet HaToy Rabbi Yisai, we have to learn Kovet. And this, since this is the Tkufa Rabbi Yisai, that was the whole Yisod of the sphere, counting day after day. Because when are we going to get to that great, stupendous day? This is the Tkufa of Kovet HaToy Rabbi. And therefore, the Talmidim and Rekiva who weren't Oysa but Kovet HaToy Rabbi wasn't Stam, a Stam and Aveiru, it was a Pagam! In this proof, it's a begam in the tafkin, the tachlis, that we don't have kovet haTorah. We have no Torah. And if there's no Torah, there's no world, there's no life. So kovet haTorah stands for life. And therefore, if you're my kovet haTorah, you don't deserve life. Asher l'nagu kovet zebazim. And this is the taicha voice of crowns, because we're kings. And it was zicher to be kings of Moshe. But why two crowns? And this I want to be machadish. Because be'etzem, a person has two malchus. The last sphere is malchus of a malchus, a double malchus. There's two malchus that a person zicher to. Two kingdoms that he zicher to. On Shavuos when he's mekabel the Torah be'emes. One is to be a king and a ruler over himself. To be a ruler over himself. That's Kineged Nase, the mitzvahs. What's the tachas of the mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael? We learn Torah to do the mitzvahs. The tachas of mitzvahs is to be an Eved Hashem and to be in control and to be focused and to know how to live in this world in the proper way. Hashem Yirach, Rabbi Yisai. A person without real Torah, he cannot control himself. Harvey! His wife is screaming, no more strawberry shortcake! You're 770 pounds! I'm not repairing the bed again! Harvey! They're coming to install a new doorway tomorrow. You couldn't fit through again. And I'm not going to the mechanic to repair the flat tires. Knocks him four in a shot. He's getting a pickup truck. His new driving. Harvey, that's a nice car for an individual. Pickup truck. But he doesn't sit in the front. He can't fit. His wife puts him in the back. He has a crane to take him in. Just one more chocolate bar. But your sugar count is astronomical. 7 billion. Can't help myself. He's lying on his deathbed. He wants to go. Just one more Hershey's. He wants to die with a Misas Nashika, a Hershey's kiss. Take him out! Here lies Harvey, a big Hershey bar, as his monument. Hey, Grandpa, hey, Dad. I didn't know the name of our family was Hershey's. Why is Grandpa's kevah say Hershey's on it? I thought our name was Birnbaum. Well, you have to stand. Grandpa broke the all-time record in the Guinness Book for Hershey bars. He wanted that to be his monument. Hershey's. He can't control himself. He's eating and eating and killing himself. Or he's smoking and smoking and smoking. And he's killing himself. And he can't stop. Just stop. The doctor said he can't find the lungs. There's such blackness over there. He can't find the lungs. Forget about how the lungs look. There's a cloud of smoke in there. Sorry, just a small cough. I can't control it. I told over the story recently. Chanukah Masiba in Ramat Shlomo. A lady comes to my house and she says, "Rabbi, you're the Rosh Yeshiva of that yeshiva down the block." I said, "Uh-oh." I said, "It depends." Yeah, I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'd like to address your bracha at the Chanukah Masiva this year. Guest speaker, Mrs. Miriam Lebansky. The only yeshiva has a guest speaker." I said, "You sure?" "Yes, I must address your Talmidim. Something very important." I said, "Okay, listen. It's an older lady, I couldn't refuse her. Come." Comes to the Chanukah Masiva, she gets up and she says, "Boys, I have to tell you something. I see you boys outside the yeshiva. Nothing changes. Smoking. Cigarettes all the time. I had a son. He also started yeshiva at 16, 17. Today he's 30. He would be 32 years old. He was married with two kids. He got tongue cancer. Hashem Yirachem, the Yisur had to cut his tongue out. It spread to his lungs and his body. Hashem Yirachem, she started to cry. And she started to beg them, "Please listen to me. Stop while you're young. It's dangerous for your family, for everybody. You have family. Stop." I couldn't believe it. It was the greatest speech. It was the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm talking to the guys about trying to curtail. It's not healthy. Starts the Bittul Torah. Here comes a lady with such a passionate unbelief. She leaves and there's silence in the room. I go outside a few minutes later. I go down the stairs. Four guys are smoking. I say to the guys, "What's going on, guys? I don't understand." Maybe after that schmooze, we're so nervous. Until the next morning, they were out there. You heard a lady just came. Stop. Say no. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was had a medical examination for his doctor. He was 65 years old, smoking for 25 years. The doctor said, "Rabbi Yaakov, they did new studies. I checked your blood, your liver. It's kedai. I think it's kedai. You should stop smoking." It's 25 years he's smoking this. And what did Rabbi Yaakov do? Rabbi Yaakov went, had a pack in his pocket, Lucky Stripes, and he went to the waste paper basket, took the pack with the 7 cigarettes left. No more cigarettes. 25 years. I do this, I try this, Alan Carr, and boom, bye bye. It's unhealthy. Waste paper basket. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said they gave him an article to study. He also smoked for many years. Reb Shlomo Zalman went into his room, read the article. It's logical, makes sense. "I ain't smoking no more." Reb Shlomo Zalman, "You're smoking 40 years. Isn't it extreme?" "What? I think I'll pee the Torah. I shouldn't smoke anymore. So I'm stopping. Atzeres. Atzor. Stop." Shvu is called Atzeres. It gives us dominion and koyach over ourselves. That we can say, "No. Should I go to this place? It's no good for me. Every time I walk out of this place, I end up dizzy, on the floor, in a pile of vomit." Vomit, not vomit. And next week he's back again, diving into the vomit. "But you got drunk last week at the 7 kiddushes you went to, and you act like a fool, and you woke up with a headache, and a stomachache, and a backache, and you were dizzy, and 5 people said, oh, came over to you, do you know what you said while you were drunk? The whole neighborhood is embarrassed from you." "Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed from myself. I don't know what I'm going to do. Where's the Jack Daniels? I got to drown this out." foolish, no control, addiction, into it, can't control, atzor. That's the first dominion. So what's the second malchus? That's connected nishma. That's connected in b'chukoy say teleichu. I had a kasha voice. In b'chukoy say teleichu. Paul says the pasuk in b'chukoy say teleichu. It's a shmash moshu et ishmoiru. He's yichon ba'ayu. You'll get brachas to the land and everything. But the pasuk says something very interesting. Nosati gishmeichem. What's gishmeichem? Nosati gishomim. What's gishmeichem? What's gishmeichem? Your rain? And then I said, it's Pasha, it's Gemara Mufureshes. So the Gemara in Brachas, 5a. Loi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Pasav Adam. Not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Pasav Adam. Midas Pasav Adam. Adam moicha chayfetz lachaveiroi. Moicha ra'otzev. Loi keach someyach. A person sells his great-grandpappy's old heirloom watch. Unbelievable, he had it for 30 years. He loves this watch. His great grandfather gave it to him on his deathbed. He loves this watch. He can't part with it. He ain't got no cash. He has to pawn the watch. The moiches otze, Shem Yirach, I have to sell my watch. No cash. Sameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Nos on lehem Torah, v'samach. Shenemar. He doesn't want us to lose it, and therefore he's happy that we have it. What in the world is the Gemara making this comparison? The Moicha lost his heirloom. He lost his watch. It's gone forever. He has $2,500, but he doesn't have a watch. Because Baruch Hu lost the Torah when he gave it to us. He lost something. He gave us the Torah for somehow, because the Baruch Hu also learns Torah. So this is the Gemara Bnei Zorah, 3b. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He learns with Tinokas, he learns with this one, he learns with that one. Baruch Hu is also learning Torah. He has the Torah there also. So Rav Lezer Moshe Horovitz, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So up to Gemara and Chulin, I'm saying Rav Lezer Moshe Horovitz in the Vort of the Gemara. Says the Gemara and Chulin, Zion Amid Aleph. Zog the Eilik Gemara. There was a yid called Pinchas ben Yair. The Tana, the Eilik of Pinchas ben Yair, has kevers in the bottom over there in Tzfaz. You ever go to Tzfaz, you go all the way down. There's a kever there. They have bags on the trees. You go around seven times and you get your shidduch. So says, I don't know, but that's what it says. Bekitzah, but anyway, Pinchas ben Yair is a Tana. Habakkuk also listened to a fascinating Gemara. He was going with Pinyan Shvuyim. He meets up, there's a river there. He has to get Pinyan Shvuyim, there's a river in his way. What does he do? Zog to Gemara, Amalei Ginoi. What's the problem? River, split. Huh? There's a river. River. Water. Deep. Drown. Split. The river splits. He walks across. And he moves on. But then he realized that his nincompoop Eved was sleeping. He's on the other side. So he said, he's on the other side. How do you get him across? Split again! Banana split this time. The river splits a second time. He goes across, frecked. The Gemara says the Chazal bring unbelievable. The Moshe Rabbeinu came to split the Yam. He came to split the Yam. Says the Gemara, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, split. Nothing moved. He said, Bereshit, what's going on? Whole Masa Matan he had to have until finally he held on to the Kisei, whole Medrash, and then he was able to split it. Frek the Gemara, Frek the Orchai, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to split the Yam. Nothing going. Split! Split! Nothing. He holds on to the kisei, holds to the Torah, Ayin Arachayim. It doesn't go. And the Pizim Eyoi, one cholokly! Split! He walks across, okay. Peres Ben Yoi is going to Pidyon Shvuyim. His lowly Eved is there. Ivan,
Split for Ivan also. No problem. Split. So to Rechaim HaKadosh. The Teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu was before Kabbalah Satorah. They are not given over the Torah. Once the Torah was given over, it was given over also the Anhoga HaBriya to the Amlei HaTorah. Those who learn Torah get the Koyach in the Briya, the Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That we can declare things, that Tzadikim could say things, that Reb Chaim Kamenevsky could have a chart in front of his house. He has also clouded lungs on his days. And they say he has 6 months to live, and Reb Chaim could say, tell the doctor he doesn't know what he's doing, he'll live. He's hell, he'll be fine. Here, drink some of my Siam wine and go on. But he says he's dying. Just go. The guy's healthy. Reb Scheinberg, my Rebbe. How many of my chorus? Women that couldn't have children for many years. He showed me a letter once. He said, Yisrael, look at this. He didn't want to pray. But I had a big catcher. He said, Yisrael, look at this. A letter from a woman. Dear Rabbi Scheinberg, for 22 years, we tried to have children. And we came to you. And you gave a bracha. And you not only gave a bracha, you said we're going to have a child. And Baruch Hashem, we have a child. The doctors with the spectacles are trying to figure this one out. LP science? It's impossible. This lady cannot have a child. What in the world is she doing? It must be adopted. No. It's Scheinberg, not adopted. Sadi Goizer, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The Fram used to tell people, I'm aftiach. He didn't just say it. To tell people, I'm maftir, I guarantee. To a certain, I guarantee it. Because the koyach of Amle HaTorah, the koyach of the Briyah. My man, it's Poshit. It's you, my man, but Torah, the Nosati Gishmeichem. It's your reign. You're the Baalim on the reign. It's Gishmeichem. You're the Baalim on the reign. That's the Pshar of us in the Gemara. So the Nishma, the second crown, is not all dominion on yourselves, Abosai. But it's a dominion on the whole Bria, that we have a koyach in the Bria through our koyach haTorah to stand up on that plane and say this plane is moving and going because of our Torah. This plane is going because of our Torah. Ravai Yosef was once on a domestic flight. He was sitting and learning, and his son Reb Yitzchak was on the flight with his Tah. I think there's a problem. They didn't understand English. Everybody's getting very hysterical. And he said, what's the problem? So he said, no, look, the plane is flying close to the rooftops. And all of a sudden, thinking over the phone, they said, there's a time when it's a dangerous flight. Someone, they came over and said, the Rav should say to Elim, Baruch Hashem, the flight, and everybody went over and said, yeah, it was B'chus HaRav. They let him go out first, and we'll be covered. Why did they think it was B'chus HaRav? Because even the Goyim know, Rav Hashem. Even the Goyim know that who is running the Bria, who is giving koyach to the Bria, is the Jewish people. Amlech is going on the Goy Kodesh, and this is what we're receiving on this Motzei Shabbos. Are we prepared? Do we realize we're getting the greatest possible gift? Something that can help us control ourselves, to be a king over ourselves, and a king over the entire Bria of Oysah. This is what Shavuos is about. And Shavuos, Hashem gives an opportunity for us to get our chelek in Torah and to be a melech. A melech, man malti rabbonis is the Gemara in Gittin. We have opportunity to bring gvaldik yeshuas for other people. The more we learn Torah, gvaldik brachas. The koyach haTorah, boy, said the Taz was once learning Torah, and a woman said, "My son has just died." They pronounced him dead. So Taz says, "What do you want from me? I know the Rebbe could do it." And so he says, "Okay, then this year I'm going to go give now." It's a schus. And says the Maisa, the Rechaim HaLoshem is the Maisa, that the baby came to life again. Torah is life. Torah brings life. Torah brings Yeshuas. There's so many people need Yeshuas, Shiduchim, health, who knows what. So who do we have to go to? Avada, Tamil Chom, who's learning, but every single Yeshiva Bacha, who's learning by a stender, is in that mode. He's with the Bari Olam. He's with the Bari Olam himself. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and I'm ending, Rabbi Yisai. You shouldn't end. You should go on till Motzei Shabbos. But I'm ending. Chaim Shmulevitz in 1967, this time of year, gave one of Moses' famous shmuzin. And Reb Chaim got up on Shavuos night. It was just after they had captured the Western Wall. The Israeli paratroopers broke through the fence. They got rid of the Jordanian army, and they came to the wall, the famous picture, blowing the shofar, with the soldiers crying, and they see the Kaisel in front of them. And the Mir Yeshiva is not far from us, everyone knows where the Mir is. And Reb Chaim got up to give a shmuz. And they said, you must all be wondering, that tonight is the first Chag, we have the Kaisel. We have the Kaisel. And it's a great thing. And don't think Reb Chaim didn't hold of the Kaisel. He held of the Kaisel. Because Reb Chaim used to go once a month, he said, once a week I go to the Tata, and once a month to the Mama. Once a week he used to go to the Kaisel. Once every 30 days he went to the Mama, he went to Kevin Rocha. He held of the Kaisel. But he got up and he said in his fire voice, don't make a mistake. If the Kaisel is Kaidesh, then the Shtender is Kaidesh HaKadosh. I always say over Rabbi Sai. There's this famous school of 40 days, and those who need to do it, do it. But there's nothing wrong to do 40 days by the standard of us. 40 days in a row by the standard. It's very hard because you have Friday and Shabbos by the same standard of us. The Chore, it's a Kal V'Chaim, if you're Reb Chaim's Vart. If the Kaisel is Kodesh and you have the school of Rabbi Sai, 40 days by that same standard, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're with the Bari Oilam. Rabbi said, let's be Makabal the Torah, let's Machabit the Torah. Let's realize what it is, Rabbi said. Let's realize the most precious, the greatest thing that ever came to the universe. And we Pashtun people, we can be Zircha to have it, and to grow, and to be, and learn the Torah, and to be in Miskash with Hashem, and be Zircha to change the world. We deserve to change ourselves first, and be in control. And then the Zircha to change the entire world. Do you know what that is? People have sickness, all this suffer. We don't realize what it is. The Mukhi Yosef says a person should go to a person that has a sickness, I should go to a Toifis B'Yeshiva, to Rosh Yeshiva, to a Yeshiva, and ask them to daven. That's where the Koyach HaBracha, the Bari Olam is there. Let's understand this, Yisrael B'Yisrael. That's Mechabit, the two crowns that we're going to get again, Rabbi Isai. Let's use it out to get the koyach and demean over ourselves. And b'schus, that we're mamlich through the koyach ha-toyro, that we take control of ourselves and that we have a koyach in the breed, Rabbi Isai. Let's daven with that koyach, Rabbi Isai. Let's daven on the Shavuos, Rabbi Isai. Let's daven to the Bari Oilam, the koyach of that learning on Shavuos night, b'ktusha b'tayr, the learning without hefsik, the learning that's real life. That's going to give life to the world. Let's daven for Achelik and Torah. Let's daven together. That we should know. We shouldn't know any more tzar. Should bring Mashiach Tzikeinu. David HaMelech was born on Shavuos. She's Zeicha to David Melech Shol Chayv Kaya. Mashiach Tzikeinu. Hey, Amen.